I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we jumped on Zoom and over to the TMA to chat with our next guest.
Hi. I can see you're connecting.
There we go.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's kind of hard to tell, but that was Rhonda Sewell, currently the Director of Belonging and Community Engagement at the Toledo Museum of Art. But she worked for 15 years at the Toledo Public Library, a reporter for The Blade for 18 years, an adjunct professor at BGSU, and a dedicated community volunteer, serving on numerous organizations' boards and committees, like ProMedica Toledo Children's Hospital Foundation, the Arts Commission, the African American Leadership Council, the Toledo Ballet, the Art Tatum African American Resource Center, the American Heart Association of Greater Toledo, the list could go on. She's an iconic figure within Toledo, a title she does not accept so easily.
I never look at my life that way or the way I walk the earth as an iconic kind of thing. It is just who I am in my DNA, who my family is. We are undeniable servant leaders. And so we are people, I come from a line of people, my parents especially, but also, you know, dating back, I'm a big genealogy buff. So dating back to the earliest relative that I could find, we've always been about servant leadership. My mom always said that you have to give back to the community that helped to raise you. And how I interpret it, instead of an iconic status, I interpret it as, oh my gosh, I've really nurtured good relationships over the years. And that gives me a certain amount of credibility. So I think that that's really how I like to interpret who I am in this community. But yes, I think it always was a given, because that's what I saw growing up. My parents were giving back. So that, you know, I got it honestly.
These life lessons have led Rhonda into a new position as the Director of Belonging and Community Engagement. A new role for Rhonda, but a new role for the Toledo Museum of Art. The position was newly created, and Rhonda has only held the job for the past 5 months, but she hit the ground running, as expected, immediately working on a new belonging plan for the museum. Basically, a guiding principle to answer the questions the community is asking.
How does diversity align with broadening the narrative of art history? How does access align with your transition to active outreach? How does becoming an employer of choice as an objective, or operationalizing excellence internally, how does inclusion fit within that? So it's a big step. It's a big leap of faith, but it's the work that the museum is really focused on right now.
Rhonda's game plan is to work with the learning and interpretation departments and the surrounding neighborhoods within a 2-mile radius of the museum, neighborhoods like Junction and Inglewood, looking to reach out to these communities to bring art education to them, but also to make sure they feel welcome and represented within the walls of the TMA.
Because for anyone, this beautiful classical building can be intimidating. But once they come in, do they feel a sense of belonging? Do you see yourself on the wall? Do you see something that's relevant in programming? Those are the issues that we're tackling, and we consider that the work that we're doing, really building up the trust of community in that 2-mile intentional radius to make sure that we are doing all we can as an arts institution to really reflect our community.
It's a big job to break down old notions and stereotypes of an institution and its surrounding community, a reckoning, as Rhonda stated. But it's work Rhonda believes is authentic and intentional. Two words that are always attached with Rhonda's involvement in the community, and a main motivator for any shift within her career.
I felt that, and I say this to everyone, that I feel like the Director of Belonging and Community Engagement role is one that closely aligns with the core of what my beliefs are and who I am as a person. I am just a community person. I love to be in the community, to know about the happenings of the community. And I think that, you know, with each transition, I'm a strong woman of faith. So with each transition, I was ready. I was always ready for it. I was always ready for the next step. And I feel like it's okay that that is something that we should be doing, always reinventing ourselves, you know, always going for a next step or a goal. And I think that I've kind of found that in this particular role. I've worn many hats and I've done a lot of things, and they've just always been at the core of who I am. But if they don't make sense, if they don't align with my core values, I'm not going to do it. And I think people know that about me. So each move, career move, has always been the right move.
And it has felt like the right move, having Rhonda featured on the Rough Draft Diaries, a show hoping to capture the community of Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan, finally chatting with one of its most iconic members. I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.